Ever get that feeling? You know that like pit in your stomach feeling when something's off in a relationship?
Oh, yeah.
We're diving deep into that today, those red flags, with help from a certified life coach, Lisa Panos.
Right.
She wrote this great article, 10 Relationship Red Flags, and we're really going to unpack it.
Okay.
And get this, it's not just romantic relationships, it's any relationship where things feel off, like with friends, family, even coworkers, right?
Exactly. And you know, one thing that really struck me about Panos's approach is how she emphasizes personal responsibility. You know, it's easy to point fingers when a relationship goes sour, but she really challenges us to take a good look in the mirror.
Yeah, it's that whole like owning your stuff thing,
Yeah.
right?
Absolutely. It's about self-awareness, understanding our own patterns, our triggers, like how we might actually be contributing to the conflict.
Right, so you're saying it's not about taking all the blame.
Exactly, not at all. It's more about recognizing our part in the whole dynamic,
Right.
right?
Okay.
That makes sense.
It's about empowering ourselves to make positive changes. And speaking of changes, let's jump into some of those red
Let's
flags.
do it.
Panos gives us 10, so we'll unpack a few in detail.
Okay, sounds good. Where should we start?
Well, number 9 really stood out to me. You don't like who you are around them.
Interesting.
Yeah, and she makes these kind of dramatic comparisons like Jekyll and Hyde,
Oh, wow.
even Queen Elsa.
I like it.
But you know, beneath the drama, it's relatable.
I get that. Yeah, it's like you become a different person around them,
Yeah.
and not in a good way. Right, exactly. And often at the root of that is resentment.
Resentment. Okay.
When we hold on to that resentment towards someone, it really colors everything. It changes how we act, how we interact. We might get withdrawn or irritable or even lash out
Right.
in ways we normally wouldn't.
So it's like it's more than disagreeing. You're saying it's like how the relationship fundamentally changes you.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. It's like you're not your best self around this person,
Right.
losing yourself in the dynamic, compromising your values, or like you're always walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. And that feeling, that walking on eggshells feeling, it kind of brings us to red flag number 2, which is you avoid each other.
Right.
We all need space,
Well, of
right?
course.
But this is like next level avoidance. Panos even calls it the silent but deadly treatment. I love that.
That's good. Well, it's true, though. It's more than just needing some time alone,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Avoidance like this, it's often passive aggression.
Oh,
It's a way
interesting.
of communicating, but indirectly, you know, like dissatisfaction, anger, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that can be really damaging to the relationship.
Because you're not addressing the problem.
Exactly.
You're just like stewing in it.
You got it. And all that resentment, it builds.
Yeah.
And then down the line, bigger problems.
Right.
It's like ignoring a leak,
Right.
right?
So.
Eventually, you're going to have some major damage.
Okay, this next red flag, number 1, I think a lot of people have experienced this.
Probably.
You fight about the same things over and over. Like
Yeah.
she gives those relatable examples, arguing about the toilet seat being up or, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
But at what point does a little bickering become a red flag?
That's a great question. And it really depends on like what the arguments are about and how they're handled. Sometimes recurring arguments, they're not even really about the issue itself.
Oh.
It's more about like unhealthy communication patterns.
So how do we tell the difference?
Right.
How do we know if it's just like a quirk versus like a sign of incompatibility?
Well, think about it this way. After you have a disagreement, are you able to work through it, address it, and then move on?
Okay.
Or do these fights leave you feeling unheard, disrespected, just totally drained?
Yeah.
It's like you're stuck, right?
Totally.
Like a car in mud, just spinning your wheels,
Ugh, the
getting
worst.
nowhere. And that's
Yeah.
frustrating for both people.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of frustrating, Panos mentions this feeling of just being drained. Like you spend time with them and it's like they suck the energy right out of you.
Yeah. And, you know, a healthier relationship, it should energize you, not drain you, right?
Right.
So if you consistently just feel depleted after you interact with someone, that's a sign that something's not quite right.
Like you're putting in way more
Could
effort.
be an imbalance, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're constantly kind of navigating conflict or not being your true
Yeah.
self, or you're just emotionally exhausted, you know?
Yeah.
And all of that takes a toll.
Yeah, it makes sense, that constant drain, which actually kind of relates to another one of the red flags, which is feeling afraid to speak your mind.
Oh, absolutely. Huge red
Because
flag.
you're censoring yourself all the time, right?
Yeah, and it goes deeper than that. Because feeling safe to express yourself, that's huge. It's foundational to a healthy relationship. And if you're holding back out of fear, that creates a wall.
Right.
You can't really have that true intimacy.
Yeah, you're not really connecting.
Exactly. It stays surface level. You never really feel known or understood.
So you're lonely even when you're together.
That's a good way to put it.
So it's not just speaking your mind, it's knowing that when you do, you'll be heard.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. Feeling heard and validated. And that doesn't mean they always agree, by the way. It's the respect,
Yeah.
valuing your feelings.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Now, what about this one? This idea of an unbalanced relationship where one person's always giving and the other's always taking.
Oh, yeah, classic red flag. And it's not about keeping score, but there's got to be that reciprocity,
Yeah.
right? Like, think of it like a tennis match.
Okay.
You've got that back and forth.
Yeah.
But if one person's always serving and the other one is just standing there, the game's over.
It's over. So it's about noticing when the balance is off and talking about it, right?
Yes, communication is
Yeah.
key. And, sometimes the other person, they have no idea.
Really?
Yeah, maybe they're used to that dynamic in other relationships or they've got their own stuff going on. But yeah, talking about it is so important.
Right, because you can't fix what you don't acknowledge. Okay, so another red flag on the list is constantly complaining about the person to other people.
Right.
We
Yeah.
all vent to our friends. That's normal.
Of course, yeah.
But when does it cross the line?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's a difference between venting, just to let off steam, and like dwelling in that negativity. Think of it this way. Are you complaining to them or about them?
Oh, I like that distinction because complaining to them directly, that's part of a healthy relationship to work through things.
Exactly. Like you're addressing the issue, right? Trying to find a resolution together.
Yeah.
But when it's just to everyone else, it's like you're just reinforcing the negative to yourself and the other person.
It's almost like gossiping,
Yeah, kind of. And it also lets you avoid taking any responsibility for your part in it all.
that's a good point. Okay, and we can't forget about this red flag, using negative words to describe them.
Oh, yeah,
That one
no.
seems pretty straightforward.
It does.
Yeah.
But it's important why it's a problem, right? Words have power. They really shape how we see things, how we experience our relationships. And if you're constantly using negative words to describe someone, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Interesting. So it's like you're training yourself to focus on the bad.
Yeah, exactly. You're looking at the whole relationship through this negative lens, and that eats away at things.
So it's about more than just avoiding mean language.
Right.
It's the overall
The
tone.
whole vibe, yeah. Like if you find yourself always using words like controlling or annoying or exhausting,
Yeah.
that's your cue. Time to pause and reflect. What's
Yeah.
really going on here?
Wow. Okay. We covered a lot.
We did. We did. We talked about feeling like a different person around them, avoiding them, rehashing the same arguments, feeling drained all the time, afraid to speak your mind, that imbalance, complaining to others, using negative language. That's a
A lot
lot.
to digest.
It is. But here's the thing. Just recognizing those red flags, that's the first step.
Right. So, where do we go from here? What do we do with all of these red flags?
That's the million-dollar question. It's great to be aware, but what matters is what we do next, you know? And just because you see a red flag doesn't automatically mean, like, end of the relationship,
Okay, you.
right? It's a signal to hit pause, step back, look at your options.
So it's not always like grab your stuff and run.
Not necessarily. Sometimes just recognizing those red flags,
Yeah.
that can be enough to spark some positive change.
Interesting.
It might mean you work on your communication or you set some healthier boundaries
Right.
or even maybe like seek out professional help, right? But the key is to actually do something. Don't just sit there stewing in it.
Right, take action.
Exactly. Relationships, they need to tending to just like anything else, you know?
That's true.
And sometimes that means tough conversations, those uncomfortable truths. But you got to be willing to put in the work.
That makes sense. But what if, even after all that, like nothing changes? The red flags are still there.
Well, that's when you got to be really honest with yourself about what your needs are, what you're willing to put up with. Because you deserve to be in relationships where you feel respected, fulfilled, not just drained all the time.
So sometimes walking away, even if it's hard, it's the healthiest thing.
It really can be. Think of that saying, secure your own oxygen mask first. You can't help someone else if you're not okay yourself.
We're good, right?
Same goes for relationships.
Right, yeah. And that actually brings us back to something we talked about earlier with Panos and taking responsibility.
Exactly, owning our part in it all.
Right, like figuring out our own patterns in relationships
Yeah.
and what triggers us.
It's about making choices that actually align with your needs. It's not about beating yourself up. It's about setting yourself up for better relationship.
Such a good point. It's less about blame, more about making a conscious choice in how we approach these relationships. This was so insightful, so much to think about.
Absolutely. But remember, seeing those red flags, that's step one. The real journey is deciding what you're going to do about them.
You heard it here first. Take a good look at your own relationships, any red flags popping up, and what are you going to do about them? That's all the time we have for this deep dive. See you all next time.